Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various different features that we bring to you there, all completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, ours is free at freetalklive.com. So, William Norman Greig over at lewrockwell.com, always just the man on the spot when it comes to reporting on the ever-encroaching police state that we have here in this country. I actually had a nice conversation with William recently via phone. I can't really reveal to you what it was about, but great guy, really nice guy. He was aware of Free Talk Live. I don't think he was aware that we use his articles as often as we do, and so I let him know and thanked him for doing such a great job on keeping an eye on things when it comes to the police state of America. And he's got his own blog. It's freedominourtime.blogspot.com, the Pro Libertate blog. This one's called FBI Bureau of Frame-Ups, Bullying, and Intimidation. We're going to make this much more difficult for you if you don't cooperate. This stereotypically thuggish threat issued from a stereotypical thug named Vincent, an FBI agent who was among a half dozen feds and local police who descended on the Santa Clara home of 20-year-old Yasif Afifi earlier this month. You may recall this story. We did discuss it here on the air.
It's hard to forget a man named Afifi.
A few days before the visit, Afifi had discovered a government-issued tracking device, GPS tracking device, attached to his car during an oil change. So the guy doing the oil change said, hey, you might want to take a look at this. And so he did, and a few days later, one of Afifi's friends posted a photo of the unit, which is an Orion Guardian ST-820, sold exclusively to law enforcement agencies, to an online file-sharing website. This sent the Stasi scurrying to Afifi's home to reclaim the surveillance gear that it had surreptitiously planted on his car. That's right. They told him that, well, now that you've found our tracking device, we want it back. And if you don't hand it over, there could be trouble. This sent, you'd think that finders keepers. Hey, you want to put something on my car? It's mine. That's vandalism as far as I'm concerned. You want to attach a piece of gum to my car? That's my piece of gum. If you attach I'm not going to do anything with it, throw it away, but if you attach a $1,000 tracking device to my car, that's my tracking device now. But
I don't see how it could be considered anything else,
Yeah. Honestly. It's abandoned property. But they, of course, don't see it that way, and they've got all the guns in the cages, so it's, you know, Mr. Afifi did what he was told. They also took the opportunity to bully and browbeat the college student whom they'd pestered several months before following an anonymous tip that the natural-born U.S. citizen was a threat to national security. During the earlier visit, Afifi stiff-armed the Bureau of Frame-Ups, Bullying, and Intimidation, telling them he would answer their questions if his attorney approved. The feds appeared to lose interest in Afifi after his attorney contacted the Bureau. In fact, they were continuing to keep him and his friends under surveillance. Not only did they secretly place a tracking device on his car, they also kept track of his travel plans, employment status, and even shadowed him when he took his girlfriend out on dinner dates. Now, this based on...
That's got to be really great for your love life, right?
It's just, well, presuming he knew that it was going on, but yeah, this based on essentially nothing more than... There really wasn't any evidence that they had on this guy. I mean, his dad was from Egypt or something like that.
And yeah, his dad was, a person of interest or whatever, but that doesn't make him one. And, they're just chasing after this guy because he's an easy lead.
During their visit to reclaim their snooping device, the feds seemed determined to wring from Afifi some kind of damaging statement about his friend Khaled, who had posted the photo of the GPS tracker. One of the interrogators produced a printout of a blog post written by Khaled that had something to do with a mall or a bomb, according to the feds. Afifi related this to Wired News. He was also told that the FBI had stationed other agents outside of Khaled's house, a statement that Afifi described as weird. I didn't really believe anything they were saying. It's entirely reasonable to believe that every word uttered by a representative of the FBI is a deliberate falsehood. Remember, it's fully legal for them to lie to you, but for you to lie to them is a federal crime.
Yes, that's pretty much the truth.
It's also something in the neighborhood of a certainty that Afifi's timely and unexpected discovery of the FBI's tracking device ruined the Bureau's plans to blackmail him into joining its ever-expanding stable of informant/provocateurs. Just days before the FBI swarmed to Fifi's home to recover its illicitly planted tracking device, federal prosecutors dropped charges against Afghan immigrant and Arabic language instructor Abnadullah Saiz Naizi, who was accused of concealing ties to terrorist groups in his citizenship application. Niazi's supposed offense was neglecting to mention the fact that his sister was married to a Taliban leader who at the time was distantly allied with someone believed to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda. This would mean that Niazi, who, I'm pronouncing his name differently every time I realize that, who had settled in Orange County, California, was linked to terrorism in the same way that Dark Helmet was connected to Lone Star in Spaceballs. I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate. As Niazi points out, he didn't choose his in-laws or be responsible for their chosen associations. But the FBI, like secret police in every despotism, are quick to capitalize on an exploitable vulnerability of this kind. Niazi was arrested by the FBI in early 2009. Thomas Ropel III, a special agent assigned to the Orange County Joint Terrorism Task Force, claimed that Niazi had approached an undercover informant and offered to send him to terrorist training camps in Yemen or Pakistan.
Hold on. They're saying this Afifi guy had said that...
No, this is not Afifi. This is Niazi. This is another
this
guy.
This is his friend?
Nope. Just a different case.
Okay.
So, are you still confused?
I think it seems like we've jumped guys here.
We have.
Okay,
that's what he's doing here. He's talking about something else that's related to not directly related to Afifi's case, but the FBI picking on another guy who has no ties, like Afifi, has no real ties to terrorism. Just somebody who's a family member of somebody else, who's an in-law of someone else who may be allegedly tied to terrorism.
Got it.
So Niazi was arrested, and the special agent in charge of the task force claimed that he'd approached an informant and offered to send him to terrorist training camps. In fact, just shortly before the FBI had abducted Niazi, the Bureau had presented him with what could be called the Randy Weaver ultimatum. Either become an informant, or we'll make your life a living hell. That's what Niazi summarized their demand to be. Ironically, or perhaps not, 2 years before being arrested as a supposed terrorist suspect, Niazi had actually reported a potential terrorist threat to the FBI before being presented with that demand. The threat had been issued by Craig Montelli, a.k.a. Farouk Aziz, the career criminal who'd been planted by the FBI as an infiltrator provocateur in the Irvine Mosque attended by Niazi. The first Friday of June 2007, Niazi and Montiel, who was posing as an Islamic convert of French-Syrian ancestry, were sharing a ride to the mosque in a car driven by an Egyptian-born software engineer, Mohamed Elassi. In a story published a few weeks later by InFocus News, which is a periodical covering matters of interest to Muslims in Orange County, described how, apropos of exactly nothing, Montel started talking about the Iraq War, according to Niazi. He went off on a rant against U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. The FBI's provocateur then asked if either of the other two knew of an operation he could be part of. This wasn't the first time that Montiel had made that pitch. Irvine resident Ashruf Azid, who also attended the same mosque, recalled the informant approached him one day, claiming to have access to weapons and asking if he wanted to join him in waging jihad. Two things are worth noting here. The first is that, in keeping with standard FBI procedure, Montiel's recruitment pitch focused on the real cause of Muslims' resentment toward the United States, Washington's imperial foreign policy, rather than a supposed theological imperative to slaughter and subdue infidels.
Right. You know, I guess he's making a really great point here, which is when the FBI sent a shill in amongst the Muslims, they didn't say, "Let's kill the Americans! Their women have no shame!" Their Western technology is driving our people out of grass huts. We cannot have this. No, they said the Americans' foreign policy is killing our friends and family. Let's do something about it.
Yep. More coming up here about the Federal Bureau of Frame-Ups, Bullying, and Intimidation. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's really not a shock to anybody that's heard these stories before. The feds set people up. They're working up.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than $1 per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. The number's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Well, you'll find a bunch of stuff, and it's all free, including our news updates. You get signed up, and you'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. In fact, I just sent one during that break. We send them out via email, Twitter, Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for any one of those that you would like. And I sent one out announcing that we're doing another banner auction. That's the way we do the top six banners on the website, or the top few banners on the site. We auction them off unless somebody's locked them down for an extended period of time. They go up every month. Whenever somebody frees up from their advertising, it makes it available for you. So right now, the fourth banner at freetalklive.com is available to you. Bidding starts at 99 cents, and it'll last about 7 days. And last time, this banner went for $100. But then again, another one went recently, the third banner went for like $30. So you never know. You never know. But you'll get it for a month. You can advertise virtually anything you want. So place your bid now at auction.freetalklive.com.
So Christmas time is coming up. And people, you know, you're going to have kids on your Christmas list, whether you have your own children or other children that are special to you. If those kids are between the ages of 3 and 7, I'd say, I think you ought to take a look at An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book whose simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. It's an opportunity to teach kids about the ideas of liberty. And, you know, in the process, whomever reads the book to them, too. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. Use coupon code FTL to get an additional 10% off. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. freemarketunderdog.com, An Island Called Liberty.
All right, so we're telling you a story from William Norman Grigg over at the Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. William Norman Grigg constantly digging deep to get the real story about some of the news that you might just hear glossed over by, you know, the big news organizations out there. The news did report on some of the detail of these cases. He started out by talking about the young man, the 20-year-old man who essentially found a tracking device being planted on his car, and how it is that the feds basically told him, "You'll either help us or we'll make your life a living hell." And then he begins to relate a different story, because just days before Mr. Afifi had his home swarmed by the FBI, that Afifi being the guy that found the tracking device, the feds dropped charges against another man named Amnadullah Saiz Niazi, who was accused of concealing ties to terrorist groups. Now, of course, what really ended up being the case was that somebody that was an in-law was related to somebody else who was related to another person who might have been involved with the Taliban or whatever. It was like really disconnected kind of thing. In fact, this guy even actually at one point gave a terrorism tip to the FBI.
Not good enough.
So they at that point, or at some point in 2007, Mr. Niazi, the man in question here, was attending a mosque in, I believe, wherever it was that he lived.
And, in Encino, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was in California somewhere. But he was attending a mosque where a man by the name of Craig and I have no idea if I'm pronouncing this right, Montelli, or Montel, we'll just call him Montel for short, for, I don't know, accuracy's sake here. This is the guy who was a career criminal who'd been planted by the FBI as an infiltrator slash provocateur in this particular mosque. And during a car ride, he went off on a rant against U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East and essentially asked the other two gentlemen he was riding with if they knew of an operation that he could be a part of. And then another guy that also attended the same mosque recalled that the same man, Mr. Montel, approached him one day asking if he had any access to weapons and if he wanted to join him in waging jihad. And as Greg points out here, it's interesting to note that despite what these people call this show to say, that they hate us for our freedoms, that
and
Muslims hate,
that they somehow know where these hotbeds of terrorism are, because they put this guy who's ethnically fits the bill, talking about all this stuff, in one of these places that is supposed to be one of these hotbeds, and they got nothing. Nada.
Yeah. So the other pointing out that what he was using to motivate these, or to attempt to motivate these people to jihad, was the aggression of the U.S. government's foreign policy, the military in the Middle East. The aggression was what he thought would motivate these folks, not, you know, Coca-Cola or McDonald's.
And this is the sum total of
sex
terrorism as it has existed in the United States since 9/11/2001. This is it. The stuff that the FBI is able to go out and sort of conjure up by, putting these hard-selling, jihad salesmen in front of people and seeing if they'll turn. porn or not. And what you get are, you know, a few lone individuals, and or, you know, people that are, you know, just not very convincing. They certainly aren't a tight-knit cell of, you know, 13 or 16 guys or whatever that have the wherewithal, the training and the purpose, the drive, the emotional fortitude that it takes to have done what the terrorists did on 9/11. Nothing like that. They're not catching these guys up. You know, these guys are the big fish in the terrorism pond, and the FBI is throwing out its net, and it's pulling up guppies.
Yep. So, so according to Greg here, the other point is that once again, as is common in cases of this kind, the local Muslims wanted nothing to do with Montel once the provocateur began his campaign of incitement. Some of the people who attended the mosque to worship gave the FBI's inside man a wide berth, and others simply stopped attending services immediately after because they know that this guy's trouble. Just like we know it here in New Hampshire, whereas we've moved here, Mark, as part of the Free State Project and a movement of activists that is coming together in order to get active, achieve liberty in our lifetime. If somebody comes into our ranks with ideas of violence, they are talked to first and foremost, because some people could come in with just the wrong idea.
Nah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, a lot of us have been angry in the past, and so they are talked to and told that that's, you know, that's just not appropriate. That's not the kind of people that we are.
It's not a solution.
We don't believe, right, violence isn't going to bring peace. If they were to continue after that in talking about violence, then they would be ostracized. Just as these folks were doing with Mr. Montel. So again, they just stopped attending services or gave him a wide berth. Immediately after their unsettling conversation, Niazi and Alisi approached Hussayem Alush, the director of the Southern California chapter of the Committee on American-Islamic Relations. According to Alush, Niazi and Alisi were worried the guy they knew was, as Farouk, had gone crazy or is about to do something, and they would be considered accomplices since they knew him. Alush himself had been cooperating with the FBI since shortly after 9/11 in exchange for assurances, which unfortunately he had accepted in good faith, that the Bureau would not infiltrate mosques and keep them under surveillance. He immediately contacted Stephen Tidwell, the assistant FBI director in L.A., to warn him about Farouk. "I'm calling to report a possible terrorist," he told Tidwell. "He is a white convert in Irvine." "Okay, thanks for letting us know," Tidwell curtly replied, cutting off Alush. What he should have said was, "I know, he's one of ours." Instead, Tidwell dispatched Special Agent...
Well, he couldn't say that because he had made a promise to the guy
right. That
he wouldn't do that.
Tidwell dispatched Special Agent Ellis Kupferman to interview Niazi, Alisi, and several others who had met Montel. This was done to determine if the FBI could wring any more use out of its infiltrator, and also to learn if any of those who became suspicious of the undercover asset could be induced into becoming informants themselves. Not content to allow the FBI to handle Farouk, several members of the Irvine Mosque, including Niazi, took out a restraining order against him. More coming up.
Wow.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on our site free. Enjoy those, including our listening options, broadband and dial-up flavors. We've got streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing constantly over there at listen.freetalklive.com. And our listen lines are available as well that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can listen in that way in addition to the 80-plus radio affiliates that we have over at listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, then you should know about the Free State Project. Because what if thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active? Would you want to join them? Or would you be too scared of what the federal government might do? Well, if you're too scared, then you stay right where you are and let us know how liberty does. Because being scared about the future of freedom and getting active for freedom is sure as hell not going to bring it to you.
Yeah, right.
So you have to do something.
A scared group of citizenry is certainly not a free citizenry.
Yeah, so get yourself free, join the Free State Project, and join up with other liberty-minded people at freestateproject.org. We're talking about a group of folks that constantly has to deal with the threat of the federal government getting involved in their lives in a violent manner. And we're talking about the Muslims of America being targeted by federal informants who are constantly trying to gin up violence, who are frequently putting out the ideas of, let's start a jihad, let's bomb some things, come on, guys! As this man by the name of Montel in Southern California was doing at a mosque, he was attempting to talk people into getting violent with him, and they wanted nothing to do with him. They, in fact,
put a restraining order on him.
Yet they reported him to the FBI. Of course, he was working for the FBI, so the FBI was well aware of him being there.
Yeah, that didn't work.
They put a restraining order on him. Then, according to William Norman Gregg at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, it prompted the FBI's asset to threaten retaliation in the form of a frame-up. Montel complained to Niazi, who's one of the good guys, Montel being the informant, "There is a restraining order against me," he wrote in an email. "The FBI has contacted me. They want to interview me about certain rumors. Ahmad, I have evidence of the things we discussed. I have proof, and lots of proof. Now it's my turn. I'm very sorry it had to come to this." At the time, Montel, a part-time personal trainer with a criminal history going back to 1987 that includes burglary and grand theft, was being paid extravagantly by the FBI to harass, torment, and frame innocent Muslims.
Yeah, I wondered why he was so eager to do it. I mean, you know, this isn't the behavior of your average snitch here, you know, bugging people and that kind of thing.
He needs results. He's got to find somebody to agree to a violent plot. He was also busily defrauding two local women out of more than $150,000 at the same time. In a scam reminiscent of Nigerian email fraud, Montel somehow persuaded the women to invest large amounts of money to obtain and retail human growth hormone and similar products. Neither the drugs nor the promised profits ever materialized, but Montel was able to profit handsomely. In addition to the cash, he got a new car and a plasma screen TV out of the arrangement, as well as an extramarital affair with one of the victims. Owing no doubt to interference from Montel's federal handlers, Irvine Police permitted his scam to run long after the victims filed a complaint. In September of 07, charges were finally filed against Montel, who confronted a possible five-year prison term. Thanks once again to federal intervention with the prosecutor, the FBI's provocateur was given a 16-month prison sentence, half of which he actually served. His probation term was also cut short at the request of the local prosecutor as a reward for his valuable undercover work. So this guy basically had federal protection, was able to get away with criminal acts because the feds had some sort of attached some value to him going into these mosques and trying to gin up violence. They are working with the scum of the earth.
It's pretty crazy.
Montel was ruined as an informant, but he was already out of jail by the time the FBI turned its attention to Ahmed Niazi. In June of 2008, an anguished Niazi went to Alush care office to report that the FBI was threatening to prosecute him for perjury because of his failure to report distant, attenuated, inconsequential connections to terrorism, or a connection. Unlike Montel, Niazi had never harmed another human being. Yet he was told he faced more than 30 years in prison unless he was willing to become an informant. A tearful Niazi told Alyush, "I came to America thinking this was a free country and I'd be treated with dignity and humanity." The FBI has done more than its share to disabuse many people of such comforting delusions. Niazi's trial was scheduled to begin in November. He would very well be headed for prison if it weren't for another plot twist worthy of an Elmore Leonard novel. After spending years of harassing Orange County Muslims and denouncing both CARE and the ACLU of being in league with terrorists, Montel allied himself with them in a lawsuit against the FBI. In September of 2009, Montel filed a $10 million lawsuit against the FBI, which doesn't appear likely to proceed at this point. A 28-page deposition he filed in that suit described how his handlers, quote, "gave me a quota to collect contact information for 10 new Muslims per day," unquote. According to Montel, federal joint terrorism task forces were running many infiltration-slash-provocation operations in areas with the biggest concentration of Muslim Americans, i.e. New York, the Dearborn, Michigan area, and the Orange County-slash-LA area. A few months before filing that declaration, Montel had offered additional details in a motion he filed to set aside the CARE restraining order. In July of 06, while Montel was working as a self-employed fitness consultant, a rather sanitized description of the previously described scam that he was running, he was contacted by agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and was asked by them to act as an informant as to potential terrorist activities in Orange County, he testified under oath. Montel's handlers were identified as FBI Special Agents Tracy Hanlon, Paul Allen, and Kevin Armstrong, who acted under the direction of the local L.A. region of the FBI, Stephen Tidwell, as well as Special Agent in Charge Barbara Walls. Montel's assignment was carried out pursuant to a national security directive called Operation Flex, which was signed by President Bush as an executive order. He claims in his affidavit with a...
You know, it's never Operation 2-2. It's never Operation, whatever, something that doesn't sound fuzzy bunny. It's always some masculine or deadly-sounding thing.
with amazing candor, Montel described.
Which I think just kind of speaks to the frame of mind of the people that work in these organizations and come up with these names. And
big tough guys.
Yeah, well, it's people that get things done. Well, if you're running a terrorist sweeping operation, and the place that you're sweeping has no potential terrorists in it, and you're a guy who gets things done, what are you going to do?
Going to make some crap up.
Well, you're going to try harder to find them. And the harder you try, the more likely you're to find somebody who's not really a terrorist.
With amazing candor, Montel describes how he was instructed to, this is a quote from his affidavit, to advance an agenda that involved organizing terrorist activities, making reference to jihad, holy war, and organizing terrorist plots and activities.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd make up, doesn't it? That doesn't sound at all like police speak.
At the direction of the FBI, he attempted to infiltrate and spy on the activities of the members of the Irvine Mosque in an effort to uncover potential terrorists and plots against the government. He was instructed by his handlers to act in a manner that suggested that he was a terrorist. His actions made many of the members of the mosque uncomfortable, and the attorney for the mosque contacted him in an effort to get him to stop attending regular prayers. This simply can't be any clearer. It was the FBI's implanted thug who was advancing a terrorist agenda at the Irvine Mosque, and the faithful Muslims who threw him out. Furthermore, the Muslim immigrant who dutifully reported to the FBI's infiltrator was threatened with a long prison term if he didn't volunteer to serve as a replacement provocateur. If half of what he's saying is true, according to Alush of Montel's claims, Americans would come to the conclusion some FBI agents were being trained by the KGB. This isn't strictly true since July of 1994, when then FBI Director Louis Freeh signed an accord in Moscow with the leadership of the FSB, which is the KGB's successor. The political police in both Russia and the USSA have been full-fledged partners in counterterrorism, as was the case with Orwell's allegorical pigmen. It's difficult to say which has been the more corrupting influence on the other. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More evidence, in case you needed it, that all of the so-called terrorism out there is being created by the FBI themselves.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, your chance to win a 2-pack of the Totesack, which is the way to bring in groceries from the car. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. So prepare yourself for that. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there for you free. The main feature of the site actually allows you to create the content. You, the listener, you surf around on the web, you find something you think's pretty neat, you want to share it with our other listeners, you just go to freetalklive.com and submit it as show prep. You can use our handy bookmarklet to make it even easier. And then it shows up on our website, and other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the more...
What's that noise?
I don't know what that noise is. I'm not sure.
Clearly a computer noise.
The more liked, the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Let's continue here with your calls. In fact, I don't think our listeners could actually hear that noise, Mark, so that probably was extra confusing to them. Let's go to Aaron in California. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but I wanted to bring up the whole voting thing again.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. I used to believe that voting was immoral. In fact, I know Wes Bertrand called in the other day to talk about it himself, and he's the one that convinced me of that. But now I have a different mindset. I think that it's silly to say that it's immoral, but I'll be the first to admit that it is a huge waste of time. But I think immoral in saying that it legitimizes the system is a huge stretch, because there's no evidence that it legitimizes the system. In fact, there's evidence of the opposite. You guys have mentioned it before, where whole towns have not gone in and voted, and the government still continued.
Yeah, and people kept paying taxes, too.
Yeah,
I think that legitimizes things more than anything else.
Right, that's another thing I wanted to mention, is that these people are harping so much on the not voting, but if they would use that energy towards advocating not paying taxes or even not working for the government, I think that's more important.
Or better yet, than advocating those things, or just not paying taxes. If all the people who said they didn't vote would stop paying taxes, then that'd make a pretty big gap.
If you can't convince me, and I believe in the ideas of liberty, you can't. And I've looked at this issue many, 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 many times. If you can't convince me that that voting is somehow supporting the system, then it seems like you should take a different tax. And I think that it's clear that paying taxes supports the system. I'd agree with you there. The reason that I choose to pay income taxes is I'm scared of going to prison, and I've got a young child and things like that.
Right, and that makes sense. I also wanted to mention that like I said, I know Wes was on the show recently talking about this, and he's also huge on, like, the whole Stefan Molyneux theory of, like, holding family to the same standards and even defuing if they are advocate using violence. And it's clear that he feels that voting is using violence. But I know for a fact that he gets emails from family members about political parties, and I'm not judging him for that, but at the same time, it does seem like a little hypocritical or like a double standard on his part. So I think that that just shows that part of this whole not voting thing is a way just to, for those people to show moral superiority over others, and I'm just sick of it.
Well, let me think. I do think that it's an opportunity to show that I am better than thou. You know, the whole "I don't vote, I'm not involved" thing. I agree with you there.
It isn't even hard to do.
and I guess you could make the claim, right? It's not like you're doing anything. It's the "I'm doing nothing and therefore I'm doing something very important," which is just, you know, poppycock.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
And I guess, you know, I wouldn't try to. My mom sends these things around, and they have a decidedly Republican bend to them.
And, right, my mom too.
I don't scold her too often. I think I've done it a couple of times, especially the ones that are a little too weighted towards war or the hating of our Southern brothers.
My mom never sends me anything like that.
And you know, I think it's twice that I've sent back scolding stuff. But you know, like I can understand why he doesn't do it, but I would have to agree that there's certain level of a hypocrisy in there, I suppose.
Right, I'm not judging him at all for not scolding her or for not, you know, breaking from her. It's nothing like that. I just think it's a little hypocritical.
Yeah, I don't care if people don't vote. I mean, whatever. You do what feels right for you, but don't tell me that you're an activist because you don't vote. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what Wes Bertrand is saying. I know he's an activist. He does his show, and that's activism, and that's not my point. But there are folks out there that would, you know, would point to the fact that they don't vote and wear it like this badge of honor when it really is, it's next to meaningless. It's meaningless typically. It's next to meaningless when you do vote, and it's also similarly next to meaningless when you don't vote. I mean, I look at it as just a little game that the people in the positions of power allow you to play, and in some places that game is slightly more effective than in others. So like here in New Hampshire, it kind of makes sense if you've got the right candidate to go out and vote for them, because you can actually see that the Liberty folks are having an effect here. Some people have actually even been elected. Those people who have been elected have put through things like the knife ban repeal, and now everybody can carry whatever knives they want here in New Hampshire. So there's real tangible things that have come from the political process here. Whereas you're in California, Aaron. I mean, what's the point there?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'll be here long, but even in New Hampshire, I don't know if you'll catch me voting, but at the same time, I'm not going to judge those that do, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get a bent out of shape on it. There are certainly liberty activists here that do get bent out of shape, and I kind of did in the past. Yeah, I have in the past, so I see where they're coming from. But you know, I think that you know, probably the best thing to do, the way to convince people, is with honey and not vinegar. So yelling at people for not voting because you think that they should doesn't
bribing
work.
Them would work though.
What's that? Bribing them
by their vote.
Yeah, probably that would be more so because they can see some kind of tangible benefit. But when you come to New Hampshire and you see a Liberty candidate lose by 13 votes, you know, as I have seen that happen, then you're like, you know, maybe my vote would have mattered.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Aaron, for sharing.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and of course, it's still that season. Election, I guess, what, next week, right? Tuesday, November 2nd.
I think that's what it is. It seems like it's coming up.
Oh, and I take it back. There is something worth voting for in California this year.
Prop 19.
That's Proposition 19.
It seems to me that if you're one of these principled non-voters, that there's not much to argue about when it comes to Prop 19.
Well, I mean, it is legalization, but it's still way better than prohibition, so...
Oh, yeah, well, if your vote, if you get that one vote, and you have to admit that if the system isn't rigged, that one vote will make the difference, because, you know, more, a majority of people get to make the decision in this case, or 60%, I don't know what...
It could make the difference.
Would make the difference if that was the circumstance, and if it lost by one vote, and it was your, you know, that would have, you can say, one can say, hey, Val, that's your vote, and there are people being thrown in jail now because you decided not to go out and vote. It seems to me that you could that you have a certain level of responsibility, onus, maybe not responsibility is probably not the right word. It's too strong for that. But you could have done something.
Yeah.
You could have helped other people.
You dropped the ball.
It's the cops that are doing it. But take a look at what happened with medical marijuana in California 13, 15 years ago. The cops said they were going to continue arresting people. Then they stopped.
Yeah. You're right, Mark. You're not responsible. It doesn't... It's not your fault.
Right. You can't claim that something's moral that a person in a coma could,
right. It's also not your fault if there's a woman tied on the train tracks and she gets run over by the train and you didn't do anything about it. It's not your fault, but you could have done something.
Right? Yeah, it just kind of seems a little despicable.
Could have gotten involved. And it is so inconsequential that what's the big deal? I mean, if you feel bad doing it, then don't. By all means, don't do it. If you feel like some sort of moral compunction against it, then don't. But I don't see what I still don't see where the immorality of it is. And I've looked and I've thought about it and I've considered it and I almost was convinced at one point just because I was so disgusted with the system at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it certainly feels disgusting. I agree.
The system was
when I have to go in and, as an undeclared, when I have to go in and say, I'd like to register as a Republican so I can get a Republican ballot in the primary or something like that, it's gross. It's gross.
Yeah. Well, the whole system is gross. But back when I was considering that, which was probably, I guess, 08, so a couple of years ago, things hadn't advanced as far as they have now here in New Hampshire, and I was much more disillusioned with the system then at that time than I am today. I'm still pretty disillusioned with it. I don't think that anything significant is going to happen. I would love to be proven wrong, but I'm not so disillusioned where I've completely given up on trying, you know, using their silly little game, the voting system, to try to change things. But speaking of being disillusioned by the system, I did finally get some more information on why it is that you can't get free justice here in New Hampshire. It's just a joke. The whole Constitution, everything, is just a ludicrous joke on us. Hour 3 is coming up next. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.